This year is the Onishmas and Mishulam Zusya ben Rebbe Avraham Yishuv Heschel Zatzal. Somebody asked me the following shaila. He was a business owner and he had just changed payroll companies, and for whatever reason there was an issue and some of his employees did not get paid on time. Until they sorted it all out, it took about a week for them to receive their paychecks. He felt bad. He generally was very careful to pay on time, and he wanted to know whether it was permitted for him to give a 10% bonus for that pay period. Or perhaps, since he owes them money and he's paying them extra, it would be considered a ribus. By a regular loan, Gemara b'Metzia daf ayin hei beis, Tor Shulchan Aruch Yerdeh Siman Kuf Samach Sif Dalet and Vav discussed that even when a lender does not require a borrower to pay extra, and the borrower is simply paying on his own out of appreciation for receiving the loan, even when he's paying after the loan had been repaid, certainly at the time of repayment, it would be a violation of ribus derabanan. Now this is by a regular loan. With regard to a debt that came through a sale or rental agreement, it's mevurah there in the Ramah that this issur would not apply. Now there's a machlekes paiskim, what exactly the Ramah is discussing. B'kveger there on the Shulchan Aruch maintains that the Ramah is only discussing when a buyer advances money to prepay for an item, and when the seller is delivering the merchandise at a later date, he's delivering extra merchandise. There, this issur of ribus mecheres would not apply, because it's common that a seller sometimes gives a little extra or something goes on sale, and therefore it's not clear that he's giving the extra merchandise in appreciation for paying at a later date. However, in the opposite scenario, if someone buys an item and is paying on credit, and at the time that he makes the payment, he gives extra money, there it would be clear that the money is being given in appreciation for the ability to pay on credit, and that would be awesome. Now, Rabbi Krieger himself points out that the Shach clearly argues, and the Shach held that even when a buyer is paying extra money at a later date, here as well would be mutter, and only when the buyer would speak out that he's giving the extra money because of his ability to pay on credit would it be aser. But if he simply gave the extra money at the time of payment, by a ribis and sale, it would be permitted. Now, regarding an employer who is paying extra to his employee, Be'emes there's a Gemara in B'Metzia Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's brought down in Tor Shulchan Aruch And it's clear from the Gemara that it would be usur for an employer to pay extra to his employee for the ability to pay his wages at a later time. The Gemara gives a solution that the employer should give extra work to his employee until he plans on paying him, as therefore it would not be considered that he's paying late, rather he'd be paying on time. But without doing that, it would be usur. Now I saw Sefer the Chalkas Melman, who explains that this as well would be subject to the Mechlekes Bekfeger on the Shach. According to Bekveger, who holds that whenever someone is paying extra money, that would be considered a ribus, this Gemara is discussing even where the employer didn't make up with the employee that he'll pay him extra for paying at a later date. And even if he gives it on his own, it would still be usur. However, according to the Shach, he would have to say that the Gemara is only discussing a scenario where there was an agreement that the employer would have the right to pay at a later date in exchange for being responsible to pay extra. And therefore, it was usur. But if he would simply go on his own and pay extra at the time of payment, it would be mutter. Getting back to our scenario, where we have an employer who missed a payment and would like to give on his own his employees some extra payments, the halacha would seemingly be as follows. If he would notify them that he's giving the bonus out of consideration for the fact that he paid late, this would be usur according to everyone. However, if he would just add it to the paycheck without making a mention of this, this would seemingly be subject to the Machlekes Bekveger and the Shach. According to Bekveger, since the extra compensation is being made with money, it would seem to be usur. However, according to the Shach, since this is a payment for a service agreement, and he's not making a mention that it's been given in consideration for paying late, it would seem to be mutter. Now, there is a Chach Masadim in Ka Kuf Lamed Vav, and I've seen people make this diak, who seems to imply that in a scenario when someone misses a payment, and is therefore giving extra, perhaps it would be usur, according to everyone, as then it would be clear that the extra payment is being made in ribus. It's not 100% clear in the Chach Masadim like this, but it's definitely something to take into consideration. But as a practical solution, the employer should not give the bonus in this paycheck, but rather he should add it to a later paycheck without making a mention of this, as here it would seemingly be mutter. Since he's giving the extra benefit after the payment for the original debt, it is only a shaila of the most lenient form of ribus mecheres. And according to many paiskim, ribus mecheres is only usur when the borrower speaks out that he's giving the benefit in appreciation for the loan. Although typically we're machmer, the Shulchan Aruch says Yerushalayim should be machmer, that even when there's no mention of the loan, but if that's his intention, you should be machmer. Here, regardless, it's only a question of Rebbe's Derech Mekach, and it's Rebbe's Mecheres, and perhaps, according to Shach HaBimutter, there's definitely what to be said.